Heatcraft manufactured copper and aluminum heating and air conditioning heat exchangers from 1960 to 1991. Since then, the property was sold to a company that makes boxing and crating material, so today there is no use of hazardous waste at the facility. But there is concern that groundwater contamination from the Heatcraft years extends off the site and down a gradient. There is also soil and surface water contamination. Mary Sidlecki is DEQ's Hazardous Waste Section Project Manager.
We are cleaning it up to very, very low levels, and that can take multiple years, even decades, before cleanup is achieved. Now, with regards to human health, before we ever approve any type of final remedy, that is the first thing that we evaluate.
Chemicals confirmed to have leaked during the Heatcraft years include 1,1-dichloroethane, trichloroethylene, which the EPA says is a known carcinogen, 1,4-dioxane, also likely to be carcinogenic, and vinyl chloride, which has been linked to forms of cancer.
With time, as this final remedy is progressing, there is no anticipated risk to human health in the environment that will occur in future years.
Sidlecki says most of the contamination is beneath existing structures. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.